Everybody, welcome to the voice of the Radical Center. My name is Jonathan Langley, broadcasting as ever from the illustrious, well, I guess, Radical Center studios in beautiful, sunny downtown Austin, Texas, where actually it was today actually sunny, because the other day we had some nice rain, which was great, and we really need it. And, well, what can I say? You know, I think we're going to have not enough rain this summer, which is kind of bad. But, hey, you know what? We know this when we live in Austin, Texas. It can get pretty darn hot. Anyway, welcome to the program. I hope you're having a great day. Yes, if you're a regular listener, we are a little bit behind. Yes, Dan, my long-suffering producer, and I are a little bit behind. Mainly because Dan went and got his second COVID shot. And I get mine, actually, later on this week. And there was, how should we say, a reaction. Well, and I asked Dan if it was impotence. He said it was, you know, male baldness, you know, whatever that's called. What? No, it wasn't any of those things, he says. So that's good to know. I guess he's had time to figure that out. So anyway, I get mine later on this week. But he had a reaction. He had a slight fever and chills, so we haven't done the show. But hey, we are here. Better late than never. Now, the trouble is, because we've been gone for a bit, in this case, more than a week. We usually try to do these once a week, so we're at day 9. Things have a habit of getting ahead of us, and that's exactly what's happened. Now, I want to make it very, very clear that yours truly, Jonathan Langley, and if you're listening to me for the first time, make it very clear, I am an independent, so you've come to the right place, that I was right. Yes, I can honestly say I was right, and I can already hear you going, pourquoi, what does that mean? What's going on, Langley? Well, you know, I've been going on about the begs of the week, right, which is this pathetic fundraising emails that I get, and we pick one or two of them as runners-up, and then a beg of the week for people asking for money, primarily from the GOP, simply because they're mostly pathetic. This is why. This is why we do them, because they're just laughable. And do I get a few from the Democrats? Yes. But they're actually sort of written with some level of sanity. The ones I get from the GOP, which I've read out as best I can, are, well, hopefully you've already made your mind up, but pretty insane. Now, I want to get to those. I also want to prove that I was right, that yes, I was right about what they're doing. We've actually referenced the Catch Me If You Can gentleman who wrote a book on it, and then Tom Hanks played going after, you may remember, Leonardo DiCaprio. That was based on a real person, and the character, of course, was a con artist. And one of the things he said, and we played the audio before, is if it's an immediate urge for money, if you need it right this second, right this minute, you've got to have it. That is essentially the hallmarks of a con. So I've got some of those, and I want to get to the proof point that I was right. Okay, so with that, we do want to talk about the cancel culture, of course. Our illustrious Governor Greg Abbott here in Texas, or as he likes to say, Texas, going after the GOP, and I'm sorry, I'm moving papers around here, going after the Major League Baseball teams and all that. All right, so the best begs of the week. All right, so what have I got this week? Number one, and they always try to make you feel guilty, right? So here's one from Marco Rubio's iPhone. Now, the other day, I mentioned I've started receiving, supposedly, from Devin Nunes. I feel so important. I'm definitely on Ted Cruz's emailing list. Josh Hawley. But I've got one not just from Marco Rubio, but pretending to be from Marco's iPhone. This is what it says. I'll admit I'm a little disappointed, fellow conservative. Yes, notice how they try to, it's either fellow patriot, fellow conservative, is how they try to rope you in. Hello, fellow conservative. I had a meeting with my team this morning. Really? Okay. And they said you haven't stepped up to donate to our end of quarter deadline. Well, no, that's because you're absolutely right, Mr. Rubio, sir. I didn't. If this is true, I have to admit, I am a little disappointed. Oh, my God. Heavens to Betsy that I would disappoint Marco Rubio. I mean, then he goes on to the usual con, which is if you would actually click, you'll get a 3X match. And I've said this 100 times. Listen, if someone's willing to give and I give $100, someone else is willing to give 300 for making a total of 400, I presume, then why do you need my money? I need it all. Just go to the guy that's willing to give 300. That sounds like a plan to me. But I mean, who falls for this nonsense? My God. Then I got another one. Mad at me as well. I don't know who this is from. It doesn't actually say. But basically saying, you abandoned Trump. All caps, by the way. Trump's emergency 600% chip in now. This is the whole 600%, and they will match it by 6x again. If for every $100 I'm putting in, someone's willing to put 600, why do you even need me, whoever you are? I don't know. It just says, calls me a patriot. And it doesn't actually say who it's from at all. We're only 5 seats away from the, yeah, blah, 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 bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. If every supporter gave $35, Trump would be saved. Well, what does that mean? Reborn? I'm not sure. Here's another one threatening me. I'm giving you one last chance, all in caps, the word last in caps. I'm sure that if I haven't responded to this one from a Madison Cawthon, who's calling me a fellow patriot, but your name is missing. I'm looking at the list. Who falls for this nonsense? Good God. All right. But the winner, the absolute winner this week, is supposedly from Donald Trump's team. This is Trump's fourth attempt to reach you. Fourth. Actually, to be honest, seeing as I've mentioned this before, I get at least 30 to 40 a day. I've no idea how many of them are supposedly from him. This is Trump's fourth attempt to reach you. Exclamation point. Will you join him on his new social media site? You have 20 minutes to answer or we'll move on. I mean, my God, talk about insulting to your intelligence or we'll move on. And then there's a graphic with Trump's golden head. Will you join President Trump's new social media platform? And there are two buttons. Yes, I can't wait to join. Or the second button, which is a thumbs down. No, I prefer big tech. I think it's actually, what would you say? It's pretty much designed to make you only do one thing. But again, talk about insulting your intelligence. Now, I did decide in this case, and I do it every once in a while, to click on what these things do. And I'm not making this up. I swear I'm not making this up. When I clicked on it, I got a server error. And it said, their website was also having problems, and I tried it quite a few days apart, actually, so their buttons aren't working. Here's what it said. A potentially dangerous, if you're a techie, you know exactly what I'm talking about. A potentially dangerous request dot path value was detected from the client. Now, I have no idea what that means, but sounds serious. Description, an unhandled exception occurred during the execution of the current web request. Please review the stack trace for more information where the error, blah, blah, blah. Well, I think they got one part right. A potentially dangerous request. Absolutely. And by the way, and I've done this, if you click on, I received more of these, which actually did work, but this email never did. But other ones like this, would you join his social media platform? If you click on no, I won't, I prefer big tech, it still takes you to the same place, which is, of course, asking for money. So the other day, and we've been talking about this for a long time, and I haven't really paid any attention to it. The other day, the New York Times did a whole expose about how if you weren't paying attention in 2020 and clicked on some of these things that I just mentioned, things like it for Trump's campaign, they would have a pre-checked box that if you weren't paying attention, they could double your original gift one time, and then you could then get also that pre-checked was another box that said you agree to give a monthly donation of that amount if you would agree to give 100 or 200 through November the 3rd, right? So it would actually be November the 3rd was the cutoff date. So I hadn't actually paid any attention to these because I've been too busy making fun of them, but and, of course, I'm not likely to give any of them any money. Just to be clear, I haven't given any money to anybody, Democrats or anybody else for that matter. So I started paying attention. And these come from a team called WinRed. And WinRed is notorious. They actually take 30% cut from everything. And what happened, they literally had to give back, and I'm getting this slightly wrong, so I think it's $75 million, because people were giving up their Social Security. They would say, I'm going to give $100 to Trump. They're not going to argue whether that's right or wrong. That's their prerogatives. $100 to Trump, only to find out that if they would then double it to $200 as a one-off, and then that $100 might go on for 6 or 8 months, depending when they gave originally sent it in, until, in this case, the election. So I've started paying attention to the ones I've been getting. So I've got one right in front of me, printed out. It's called Take Back the Senate. Here's what it says once you click through those buttons. If you care about protecting all that President Trump achieved, which I have no idea what that is, during his time in office, then we must, capital letters, of course, sound like this is exactly like the emails you get saying your machine's infected with a virus. If you don't act now, the crazy people from India or China are going to download your Social Security account or something. Then we must reach our goal. Now, it starts off at $35 and then goes, I don't know, oh dear, $10,000. You can't give $10,000 as an individual, right? You can't. I think the cap is, $2,500. So there's a $35, $50, $100, $250, $2,500, and then $5,000 and $10,000, and then other. So I guess you could type in something. But obviously, the minimum they really want you to give is $35. Could you imagine your grandpa accidentally thinking, oh, I think I'll give him $5,000 or $10,000? I mean, my God, because it's worse than you might think. Because this one actually does have the buttons, the boxes pre-checked. And I haven't been paying attention to this before. This, by the way, this is not from last year. This is from this past week, right? This is from this past week. Here's what it says. Box one, pre-checked. If we don't act now, all caps, the Democrats will erase our progress from the past 4 years. With your monthly donation, you can help win back the Senate and save our nation. What is the responsibility? Oh, my God. I feel I have to do it. Pre-checked, it says, make this a monthly recurring donation. So if you're not paying attention and you might go, you know, I'll give $100. I'm not going to do that. I'll do that. I'll give a I'll give $100. Only to find out you're actually clicking a recurring donation. And by the way, this is worse than the election one, because this doesn't have an expiration date on it. The election one said up until 11/3, right? You're going to help. So in other words, if you'd just done it a month before, you still might have ended up giving 3x, right? Because you would double it, because you would it asked for a double donation, and second of all, run for an extra month. But this has no time limit on it. None. Make this a monthly recurring donation. There's no expiration date. But it's worse than that. There is a second box that says the following. The Democrats want to destroy, all caps, election integrity and make you pay for their attacks with make you pay for their attack ads with I love this, right? Here they are trying to con little old ladies and gentlemen, perhaps your grandparents, into giving money by pre-checking these boxes, and yet they're claiming that the Democrats are conning you. Stop their deceptive power grab and lies, all caps. It's time for reform, exclamation point. Act now and end HR1, which is this election reform thing. Donate an additional $35 automatically on 414. In other words, if you would, and that's because in my situation in here, the one that was pre-checked, pre-highlighted was the $35. So just so you know, I did go through. And if I checked 100, it would say that number would change. I'll donate an additional $100. So imagine if I put in 5,000 or 2,500. I'm feeling generous. I might end up just in 3 months. Actually, 2 months. I'll give them the 2,500 that I agreed to. It would automatically recur in the following month. That's $5,000. And I'll give an extra one-off of 2,500. So immediately, even if I'm giving them $100, somehow it's gone to 300 in 2 months. If I'm not paying attention, That is deplorable. That is what we would call the con man. This is what – oh, by the way, and I did read this, and I felt sorry for the gentleman. He's 80 years old. He says, well, I got my – you know, I got some of my money back. But yeah, but I don't blame Trump. What do you mean you don't blame Trump? This is his team. This is the money that goes to his campaign. You don't blame him. Listen, I don't care if you're 80 or 100. If you got half a brain – you should be upset that the guy you think you're giving money to is conning you out of money. Now you're going to say, well, Langley, that's a bit strong. Some of it was given back. A lot of it, you just said 75. Yeah, because the number one fraud claim to the credit card companies was the Trump campaign and WinRed taking double or 3x the money, especially if it went on for months, from people who hadn't thought they had signed up for any extra one time, any extra payment apart from the one time. Think about that. This is the type of campaign and party that the GOP has become. And if you think, by the way, that the two guys behind WinRed aren't going, oh, this is great. I mean, they're doing it right now. This came this week. In fact, I had more of them. I just happened to pick that one. All right. So, I mean, seriously. You get mad at the people calling from India or the Philippines saying they want to fix your computer or extend the warranty on your car, and you feel they're ripping off older people. Think about what this team, in the name, whether you agree with it, Trump knows or not, in the name of the GOP, I guarantee you the GOP knows, in the name of the GOP, that should make your blood boil, that they are no better than the scumbags who are calling from India claiming that you've got a virus in your computer and making old people go to Walmart to get a Walmart gift card so that they can pay to have an overpayment that perhaps went into their account because these people have overtaken their machines, or to have a virus removed for $300 when there's no virus there. I mean, think about that. This is no better than that. Now, the other thing I wanted to get to before we actually get into you know, stuff that real people should actually care about, which is the election laws going on in Georgia. But I really want to talk about companies not paying taxes. We talked about this before, but it's also a couple of years ago, actually. But I think it's very relevant. The GOP, I mentioned the other week, so funny. I'm right twice this week in the past month, Dan. I'm right twice. I've been proven right twice. So the first is obviously this con merchants known as the GOP. The second is, I made a list of things that the GOP doesn't like. They don't like California. They don't like Portland, Oregon. They don't like Oregon, anything on the left coast pretty much. We know they don't like New York. They certainly don't like unions. They don't like teachers because teachers belong to unions and car workers belong to unions. But I also said they don't like large corporations, right? I never would have thought, though, that the GOP would be attacking Major League Baseball and Coca-Cola. I mean, you can't get more. I mean, what's left? Motherhood and apple pie. That's the only thing they haven't attacked yet. Basically, everything is woke and everything is cancel culture unless it's apparently, unless you live in a small town in Texas, as Abbott would say, Texas, or it's motherhood and apple pie. Because you can't get more American, let's face it, than Coca-Cola and baseball. I mean, I'm surprised they haven't gone after hot dogs. I mean, what's left? When you think they don't like big tech, right? They don't like large corporations. Clearly now, they've gone after Delta. They've gone after Dell. They've gone after American Airlines and Coca-Cola and others. They're going after – is there anybody else they don't whine about? You know, they always used to be we want to trigger the libs. The ones that get triggered, it seems to me, are the right-wing nut jobs. They're the ones that get triggered. All you got to do is say big tech, and it's like saying squirrel to a dog, right? All you got to do is say California or New York, and it's like saying squirrel to a dog. It's the same as that. It's no different. Anyway, so our illustrious governor, Mr. Abbott, who's the governor of Texas, decided that he's not going to go and throw out the pitch in the first for the one of the baseball games for the Texas Rangers. Mainly because he's upset. Now, I spoke to someone about this who's a strong Trump supporter, and she said, well, you know, it's cancel culture. They're not canceling anybody. Major League Baseball has decided not to have one of its games in Georgia. They're not canceling the game. Delta and Dell here in Texas and American Airlines and Coca-Cola and many other companies that came out and said this is the wrong thing to do and is voter suppression are not telling Americans who happen to be Republicans, you cannot buy Coca-Cola. You cannot fly on American Airlines or Delta. If you're a Republican, we don't want your business. They're not canceling anybody. They're not doing anything. In fact, last time I checked, Citizens United, which Republicans wanted, supposedly said that corporations can give money, whether or not their employees or shareholders want them to a party of their choice. So if a corporation, which has shareholders and, let's not forget, a board of directors, makes the decision, like Coke did and Delta and others, to say this is wrong, I would have thought Mitch McConnell would be all over that. And by the way, given that we're going to talk about taxes in a minute on corporations, I would have thought Mitch McConnell would be all over that. Raise the taxes on those bastards. I'll teach him a lesson. I've got to do this. Because Mitch McConnell's now saying there's going to be consequences. What are we living in, a dictatorship, Mitch? If someone runs a corporation and says this is wrong, I thought they were exercising their freedom of speech. But it's amazing to me how the GOP focuses on all the wrong things, nothing they're focusing on. Ted Cruz talking about reading Green Eggs and Ham and the cancel culture for books and things, right? Dr. Seuss. Thank you, Dan. I was going to get there. Thinking about this, talking about Dr. Seuss as opposed to, I don't know, and Greg Abbott talking about, I'm not going to go throw the opening ball at a Texas Rangers game because of the MLB forced narrative on voter integrity laws. That's a sweet way of saying voter suppression. Then I'm not going to worry about it, right? I'm not going to worry about health care in Texas or in Georgia for uninsured women or the fact that Texas has this, 49th out of 50 highest infant mortality rate. I've done about this before. Child mortality, maternal, all that. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to worry about not throwing out a little ball at Major League Baseball. And he sent a letter. Oh, my God. Greg Abbott sent a letter to the Texas Rangers baseball. I'm sure they're quaking in their boots, Mr. Abbott, sir, who won't let me interview him. I will say this about Abbott. Whenever I have talked to him, I get a couple of questions in, and then he goes to his press secretary to bail him out. It's very frustrating. Mr. Abbott, if you want to be president of the United States, being asked a question by a reporter, I would have thought you'd be quite capable of answering a difficult question. If we can't answer a difficult question from a reporter like me, then how are you going to stand up to Putin? Or are you just going to say, like Trump, Russia's not our enemy? Okay. All right, let's get to something more important. We've talked about Trump ripping people off. Although this gentleman said, of course, he didn't. It was his team. I don't know, man. At what point do you have to go? Come on. Get real. But let's talk about the taxes that Mitch McConnell, I would have thought, would be all for on corporations to punish them for supporting, I don't know, voter integrity laws, which are voter I'm getting all confused. Is it voter integrity laws that they're trying to protect? I can't remember. It's all very confusing. The point is, none of it actually helps anybody. But Donald Trump, as you well know, those of you listening to my voice, highly intelligent people, in 2017 passed a large corporate tax cut, which, as we've talked about before, the majority of the tax cut in 2017 did not go to people. It went to corporations or to the top 20%. The remainder, 60% of the population, got 20% of the benefit, right? But the majority of it went to high earners and to corporations. So, I mean, if you're all for people making lots of money, making even more money, well, knock yourself out. But if, on the other hand, you're trying to pay your mortgage, send your kids to college, maybe buy your kid a sweet 16 car for a birthday or something, I would have thought you'd be going, wait a minute, that doesn't smell right. Now, back then, I don't even think we're doing a show in 2017, but in 2018 when we started, we talked about this. And the fact is, we did some analysis because we do, unlike Shallow Hal, Sean Hannity, or Bowtie Boy Tucker Carlson, we do actually like to have facts and not sprinkle them with, well, nonsense, really, I suppose. And we showed companies, for example, even though the tax rate at the time was 35%, as people were going, this is appalling, 35% Oh, my God. It's the highest in the Western world. How will America survive? Bearing in mind that we've survived for a long, long time with that tax rate, with very wealthy and very successful corporations, world-beating corporations. We're going to lower it to 21%. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Now, I pointed out in 2018 or 2019 that pre-COVID, which is a long time ago, that corporations like AT&T, IBM, and many Ford Motor Company and others are very capable of tax evasion. Tax avoidance is illegal, but tax – is it – which way around is it? Tax avoidance or tax – I think one of them anyway. One of them is illegal, one isn't. Regardless, they're very good at lowering their tax rate. So large corporations like IBM, which makes billions of dollars a year in profit, their tax bill at the end of the day wasn't remotely close to 35%. It was 9%, and AT&T was 7%. So to say that the 35% tax rate was hindering corporations, I'm just doing two from memory, is ridiculous. It's insanity, because no corporation worth its salt pays 35%. I mean, it's like you as an individual. If you pay taxes at your rate, something's wrong. I mean, you get a write-off for owning a home office. You get a write-off for having a house. You get a write-off for having a small business on the side, whatever it might be, right? You can lower that tax burden. No one actually pays tax at their tax rate. And if you do, something's wrong. Corporations, of course, are far better at it, avoiding taxes than you and I are. Tax avoidance, thank you, Dan, and evasion is the illegal one. Yes, so tax avoidance is totally fine. You just use the skills you've got. Now, large corporations, of course, do have very good accountants to help them not pay taxes. Totally legal. But to say that the 35% tax rate was hindering investment is insanity. So all that ended up happening, of course, was, did it help business? Sure. Did they invest in America? No. Did they actually end up buying lots of their own stock back? Yes, to the tune of literally, I think, $2 trillion worth of stock buybacks in 3 years. It was huge, massive amounts of stock buybacks, which did nothing to help American economy, right? Of course, it helped the shareholders, of which 48% of Americans own something. Okay, don't write to me again and tell me everybody owns something. No, they don't. 52% of Americans don't own anything, not even in a retirement plan. And 30% of the stock market is owned by foreigners. So we're helping rich Chinese, rich Russians do better at the expense of America. Now, bringing it up to date, I feel that was therapeutic. Thank you, Dan. Bringing it up to date, the New York Times did some analysis that some of these companies have actually avoided taxes altogether. I mean, not even the 6 or 8%, but altogether. So, for example, Salesforce.com, Archer Daniels Midland Consolidated Edison, otherwise known as Con Ed, have paid nothing. Well-known companies, which we all use, FedEx, Nike, for example, and another one called Duke Energy, which I don't know much about, they avoided paying any federal income tax for the last 3 years, even though between them they had a net income, net, not gross, but net profit of $77 billion. Think about that. So in 3 years, these three companies made $77 billion profit and didn't pay one penny, not one penny in income tax. Now, so here's FedEx. They didn't pay any tax at all. In fact, they got a rebate of 12.8%. And during those 3 years, they made $7 billion. I'm going to pick the ones that we all know. Nike, in 3 years, made $4 billion and got a refund of 18%. That's nice. I really want to be in this business. Let's see this. AMD, Advanced Micro Devices. They actually had an effective tax rate of zero, yet they made $1.7 billion. Penske Automotive Group, you might have seen them. They're the ones with the yellow vans, you know, the rental trucks, and they own lots and lots of dealerships. They made in 3 years $1.3 billion, and yet their effective tax rate was minus 5.1%. I mean, even Dish Network, which I believe, I'm trying to remember, Dan, were they owned by AT&T? I can't. Anyway, Dish Network in 3 years had an income of $6.6 billion, yet to all intents and purposes, they actually had paid no tax at all. There you go. So there you go. So to say that, now wouldn't it be nice if you and I could do that? If you're paying the average tax rate in America, which I think is 20%, right, 22% on income, and you write it down to, you know, you've got a small business at home, you know, you have a little office which you can write off, maybe buy ink for your printers, or you got the mortgage and so on. Of course, you can't write off many other things you need, like your kids' college and that type of stuff. Wouldn't it be nice if you could actually get to zero? I mean, my God, that'd be fantastic. Now, many of us get refunds, but that's not the same as zero. It just means you overpaid, right? Because it's taken out of your paycheck. I mean, you might make 50, 60 grand a year. They take out 15, 18, 20,000 in income tax. And maybe at the end of the year, you find that you've overpaid by a couple of grand. That's very nice. You get a couple of grand back, right? You get a check from the IRS. It doesn't mean you get don't pay any tax at all. It doesn't mean you get 15 grand back. So your tax, I mean, this is what's going on. So for these companies, for the GOP to say that they're in the business of helping the working man is absolutely insane. It is a flat out lie. As far as I can tell, they're in the business of ripping off little old ladies and gentlemen. One of the guys, some of these people in the that the New York Times spoke to were in their 80s, and they didn't realize that these boxes were checked. Right? It's no different than the flim-flam man's, right? It's no different than the con man. It's no different than the guys from India telling you, like I said, your computer's infected. You need to wire me $300 right this second to get this machine fixed. Otherwise, people from China are just going to steal all your money. I'm here to help. I'm your friend. How's this any different? It's not. Your ears, the steam should be coming out of your ears right now with the ballsiness of these people, the sheer lack of shame of these people. And then for the GOP to claim, like Ted Cruz is, we're the party of the working man. What? Then if you're the party of the working man, Ted, you should be all for infrastructure investment, which most people are. You should be all for making sure that we can all have affordable health care without going broke. That would be nice. Not making sure that corporations like FedEx, Dish Network, Nike, Salesforce, and numerous others don't pay a dime. In fact, they get refunds, yet they still walk away with billions in net income. Something's wrong. Oh, my God. Okay, so now, of course, Biden wants to raise this to 28%, the income tax to 28%. And maybe he will. Well, he's definitely going to go up. And he's going to use that money, and he wants to take the money from the from people making over 400 grand a year and have that. Also, their taxes go up back to where it was from 37%. I believe that's where it is today. I think it's 39.5 is where it got cut from. Why not? Would you rather have someone pay more income on 400 grand and above and better roads, and the corporation paying 28% versus 21%. And even then, remember, all these write-offs still exist. No one in their right mind is going to pay 28%. Knowing full well that this will benefit you because you can now afford health care through the exchanges because there's bigger subsidies, why wouldn't you want that? It doesn't make sense to me why you wouldn't want that. And again, it's not like the corporations have flooded America with business. It's not like they're on a hiring spree. I pointed this out last night. Ford Motor Company is making the Mustang, the electric car, in Mexico. I mean, my God, and I'm a car guy. Shame on Ford for building a, well, you can call it an icon or not because it's the electric thing. It doesn't look like a Mustang, but it's still called a Mustang. Shame on Ford for building an American icon in Mexico. Seriously, why? when they've got all these tax breaks. Shame on them. Shame on American companies anywhere for doing that. I mean, Donald Trump hit the nerve, right? That you should be pro-American as a company. You should absolutely be pro-American. But they're not doing it. They're not doing it. So the only thing we should and we're not taking care of the poorest people in this country or even middle-class people who can't afford health care. We should be doing it's insanity that people who can't afford health care in Texas or that we have the highest rate of infant mortality. I thought we were pro-life, Mr. Abbott. All right, I'm getting on my high horse. Sorry, Dan. He's waving at me behind his glass. You've got a beer? Yeah. Okay, fine. That's probably what his problem is. Okay, well, listen, thank you so much for listening. You can write to me. I didn't even get to emails today. You can write to me at jonathan@langley.media. Feel free. We have a lot of things going on. We're actually trying to expand the show a lot. So look out for that. COVID and everything. We're going to do live shows. There's a lot of things we're going to do, but it all went to hell in a handbasket. For obvious reasons, you can't do a live show in front of an audience if you're going to die. I mean, I wouldn't go to it. So anyway, God bless. Everybody take care of yourselves. Be safe. And we'll be back very, very soon.